Genius.
The fully realized vision of an authentic American genius.
We need your brains.
Don't you have a brain in your head?
Oh, then I will have to adjust your brain a bit.
Every day, Billy the Brain talks with the best guests.
Bring out of sports.
And the local community.
Radio keeps its eye on local events.
It's time for brainstorming.
My brain is like mush.
With Billy the Brain.
Sounds like fun. Let's go.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Hi, this is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We're live every day, Monday through Friday at 10 o'clock here on KKZZ, Positive Talk Radio for Ventura and Santa Barbara counties. You can also hear us streaming over the internet at brainstormingonline.com. My goal is to bring you interviews with thought leaders in business, entertainment, sports, and the local community. Together, we'll listen to what these people say and relate it to how we live and work right here in Ventura County. Brainstorming with Billy the Brain is smart radio with sharp questions aimed at intelligent guests. It's talk radio done right for the 21st century. If you want to join in the conversation, you can always call us at 639-0008, or if you're outside of the area code, it's area code 805-639-0008. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is presence, either online or off. Each of my guests will share what it takes to have a strong presence. My first guest has more than 15 years helping business people achieve better results from their marketing with strategies they can put to work immediately. He'll help us improve our online presence and to market effectively in a down economy. My second segment is something new. It's a call-in segment. Several of my listeners have requested this. I'm going to open up the mics to let callers express what's on their mind, and we'll look at any topic that you want to tackle, whether it's on a national, local, or state level. My third guest is a studied charisma and leadership. She'll explain the charisma myth by using Steve Jobs of Apple as an example. And as always, if you want to join in the conversation, you can call us at 639-0008. My first guest, Bob DiStefano, is an online marketing specialist and professional speaker. He has over 15 years' experience helping companies leverage online marketing to produce bottom-line results. Bob's goal is to make online marketing understandable and to empower business leaders with actionable strategies that they can put to work to generate more leads and sales, strengthen relationships with customers, and measure the return of their marketing investments. Bob's online marketing career began as a strategic planner for Dean Witter Discover & Company, specializing in internet and online marketing strategies. He is the president of SVM eBusiness Solutions, a leading business-to-business marketing online marketing agency. Bob is the author of B2B Online Marketing Toolkit, a step-by-step manual for leveraging online marketing to produce bottom-line results. Hi, Bob. Welcome to the show. How are you today?
Very good, Billy. Happy to be here.
Well, thank you for being my guest. I love to talk to marketing experts, particularly in this economy, because it is challenging. Let's face it. Many companies are cutting back on their marketing budgets, even though they know that they shouldn't do that. It's the wrong thing to do. But the good news is, I guess, recessions are also a time where we learn to do more with less. So give us some ideas of what we can do to market our business effectively during this down economy.
Absolutely. You know, during times like these, companies really need to make sure that every dollar is working for them in every aspect of their business.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, marketing gets a bad rap in a lot of cases, and the budgets get cut. And I think that that's the case because a lot of times companies and individuals have the wrong idea about what marketing is. You know, they think of marketing as an expense instead of an investment. And in my opinion, if they are thinking of it as an expense, most likely they're doing it wrong.
All right, well, let me stop you right there, because every month when I have to write out the check for marketing expenditures, yes, I do look at it as an expense. Now, I see your point of view that it should be an investment for the future. A dollar invested here brings you back maybe $2, $3 in the future. But sometimes it's hard to do that, particularly as on the day that you're writing out that check. So explain to me a little bit and to my listeners how we can change our perspective and view it as more of an investment rather than an expense.
Absolutely. You know, the first thing that you should do before you write that check, the first thing that you should do before you pick any particular marketing activity is identify the specific business building results that you want your marketing to produce. What is the measurable return that you're going to be getting from that investment? When you think of it along those lines, and then you identify specific success measures so that you can track your progress, it becomes a bit easier to justify that investment, because as that activity is being leveraged, you'll be able to see the business building results they're producing if you're measuring the return properly.
All right. So talk to me about that. What would be some measurable, quantifiable return on investment parameters that I should be looking at?
Sure, absolutely. What we want to do is think about the ultimate return that we're trying to achieve, which is an increase in sales,
mm-hmm.
and then kind of step backwards from that point. Well, to increase sales, we need to have more leads coming in on a regular basis. To have more leads coming in on a regular basis, we need to increase our exposure, get those phones ringing, get more people to the website. So thinking about those specific steps along the path towards producing those marketing results, and then putting in place the proper tools so that you can measure the results and return on investment from your different activities.
All right. Now, that makes sense. Interestingly enough, it sounds to me, Bob, as though the combination of online and offline marketing comes into play. So talk to me about how do you combine both online and offline marketing techniques to maximize your return on investment?
Sure, absolutely. With offline marketing, in most cases, you're working with a limited amount of space to communicate your message. A simple postcard, a direct mail letter, a billboard, a Yellow Page ad, whatever it is, you have a limited amount of space to communicate your message.
Mm-hmm.
Then start thinking about your website. Your website has an unlimited amount of space for you to communicate your message, and you really can extend that message very effectively if you're using your offline marketing to drive online results. With each of your different offline marketing pieces, trying to get people to either pick up the phone and call you and speak to you directly, or send them to your website so that they can extend that time of learning more about what you have to offer.
All right. I mean, that makes some sense. So your offline stuff really is to drive people to the online marketing so that you can expand on whatever idea that you have. My guest is Bob DiStefano. He's the author of the book, B2B Online Marketing Toolkit, a step-by-step plan for leveraging online marketing to produce bottom-line results. So let's hone down for those business people that are listening, Bob. Let's hone down on this return on investment idea and really get granular, if we can, on it. How do you measure return on investment on marketing? Particularly online marketing to a website.
Sure, Billy. Well, one of the great things about online marketing is that it is completely measurable. Every single aspect, every single interaction that a person has with your website or any of your online marketing components can be completely measured. So there are a number of different things that I'd like to have in place. First and foremost is a capable web analytics system. What a web analytics system does is it helps you track how well your website is working towards helping you achieve your business goals. I like Google Analytics as a web analytics package because it is a very capable package. It's designed around tracking marketing results, and it's free. It's offered for free by Google.
I love that price.
What this report will show you on a regular basis is how are people getting to your website, what are they doing on your website, and what specific activities are causing them to reach out to you to become a lead for your business development process.
All right. Let's drill down on that, if we can, for just a minute, Bob. When we look at Google Analytics, I run Google Analytics on my website for this show each and every day, and I can tell you exactly where the people are coming and what particular interview that they're going to. How do I monetize that? How does that help me with my return on investment?
Sure, absolutely. Well, one of the things that you need to do is make sure that you have your website optimized for lead generation, and you set up your Google Analytics reports to track those specific business building activities, people reaching out to you to take that next step. Then what you can do is take a look at the traffic sources within Google Analytics to see, okay, how did people get to my website? Was it from this ad that I invested in? Was it from this directory listing? Is it from our search engine marketing efforts? And then you'll be able to track for each of those traffic sources which ones resulted in leads for your business development process, so you'll know what's working and what's not working.
All right, now we've just moved into your wheelhouse, because one of the things that you have and that you tout very highly is a strategy to turn a website into a lead generating machine. In fact, you've got a system that helps companies to triple the number of leads that they get from the website. So how do you do that? I mean, that's just mystery. Let's pull back the curtain and talk about the secret sauce there.
Absolutely. Well, there's two different aspects. One is a mindset that people need to have when they're creating their website and their different online components. And then there are some specific tactics, simple things that they can do to their website to really triple their online sales leads. The change in mindset is that they need to understand that their website is not designed for them, it's designed for their customers. Too many times companies take an egocentric approach when they're creating their website. It's all about them, their products, their services, their history, their news, when that's not what their customers are interested in. Customers are not visiting your website to kill time. They're there to take the next step, perform research, learn how they can do business with you. So you really need to make sure that you're designing your website for them and not for you.
Okay.
Then, simple tactics that you can leverage to turn your website into a lead generation machine. The number one mistake that most companies make from a lead generation perspective is they rely heavily on their contact us page for generating leads. Every single page of your website needs to be peppered with a variety of different calls to action that speak to the needs of that prospect at different stages of the buying cycle. So by offering more calls to action consistently throughout your website, people will start reaching out to you.
All right, let's talk about that. What if I've got an automotive transmission repair shop? So what sort of calls to action besides the contact us, which is ultimately what you want them to do so they know where you're located, what your telephone number is, what sorts of little things could I pepper throughout the pages of my website for an automotive transmission shop that might intrigue people and call them to action, Bob?
Sure, it's a very, very good question. And what you want to do is think about the mindset of that visitor. You know, what are the different things that they have in mind? What are the different next steps that they want to take? And you need to understand that not everybody that's on your website is ready to do business with you. Some are still early stage. They're performing research, whatever it would be. So I like to see calls to action. In that case, what is someone that's ready to do business with you? For that specific example, schedule a service would be a great call to action so that they can schedule a time where they can bring their car in to be serviced.
Mm.
A great call to action that I like to see is ask a question. A lot of times people are just confused as to whether they need to use your service or what specific service they should be looking at. So giving people the ability to ask a question starts that dialogue and allows you to start nurturing that relationship with that prospect.
All right, that's very clear. All right, so people rely too heavily on their contact us page is one of the tactics. What are some more tactics? This is great stuff, Bob.
Sure, well, thank you. Another one is make sure that your phone number is prominently presented throughout your website. And I like calls to action to be presented in the upper right-hand section of web pages. In my experience, people are at least as likely, if not 2 to 3 times more likely, to pick up the phone when they're on your website. And there's no better time for you to be speaking with them because you can use your website as a presentation tool.
Okay, that's interesting. I hadn't thought about that. Why the upper right-hand corner, Bob?
You know, the upper right-hand corner is the place where people go to take action. Amazon.com has performed extensive research on how to increase sales on their website. And where is their add to cart button? It's in that upper right-hand section right below the header. So we have performed a number of different tests to figure out the optimal placement, and the upper right-hand section wins out every time.
All right. My guest is Bob DeStefano, author of the book B2B Online Marketing Toolkit. And, Bob, you've got just a wealth of information here, but most of the people listening to the sound of our voices are not technical people. So can one be involved in Internet marketing without being a super technoid?
Absolutely. And I actually think you have an advantage if you're not a technical person, because a lot of times technical people lead with the software solution or the technical solution and not the marketing strategy. You know, what you need to do is take a customer-focused approach to your online marketing efforts, thinking about the specific niche audiences that you're trying to serve. What are they interested in? You know, performing keyword research, leveraging some nice free tools that are offered by Google to figure out what's on their mind, what types of products and services are they interested in, and then designing your website around providing that content that they're looking for so that you can attract them, and offering plenty of calls to action so that it'll be very easy for them to reach out and do business with you.
All right, that makes a lot of sense. Bob, one more thing that has always puzzled me, and that is this whole emergence of social media and this new term, social media marketing. Talk to me about social media marketing. Where does that fit into your online internet marketing toolkit?
Sure, Billy. I wish I had a dollar for every time I was asked that question for the past 2 years. So everyone knows what social media is, but there's a lot of confusion as to how social media marketing fits into the marketing mix. And the best way to think of it is think of it as public relations, good old-fashioned public relations. However, instead of trying to pitch the media, hoping that they will spread our story with their network of readers, we're pitching our peers, hoping that our peers will spread our message among their network of followers, connections, and friends. So a great social media strategy is to think about what type of information, content, that your customers would find actionable and useful, helpful in their day-to-day lives. Pack your website with that content in article format, white paper format, video format, webinar format, a number of different types of social media formats, and then start spreading that content on the various social networks. Facebook is a great place for consumers. It's also the largest social network. LinkedIn is a fantastic social network for business people. Twitter is a great way of getting the message out quickly. And then always make sure that you're sending people back to your website so that they can access the full content. So if you think of social media marketing as a public relations tool, you'll have the right mindset and you'll be able to get some great results out of this tool.
Wow, that is a great insight. My guest is Bob DiStefano, author of the book B2B Online Marketing Toolkit. Bob, what do you want readers to take away from reading your book, B2B Online Marketing Toolkit?
Sure. I wrote the toolkit because as a professional speaker, I have the opportunity to speak with thousands of business leaders each year. And in all of my discussions, I've heard pretty much the same thing. They know online marketing is important, but they find it overly confusing. It's this big black box of mystery. So what I wanted to do with the toolkit was open up that black box, spill out its parts on the table, and explain each of them, making online marketing understandable, and then providing them with a step-by-step plan that they can follow to produce great results for themselves. I found that once they understand that it's very easy to produce results if you think about online marketing strategically, that they would be in a better position to be successful as business leaders.
Wow, that is great. Bob, now if people are listening to the sound of our voice, they like what they hear, they like what you're saying, where would you direct them to go on the internet to learn more?
Sure, absolutely. Well, you can access my blog for my online marketing insights. You can access that at bobdistefano.com. If you're interested in the B2B online marketing toolkit, you can purchase that at amazon.com. Also, I have an online marketing agency, and one of the services that we provide is a free service where we will analyze your website and give you specific recommendations on how you can turn it into a lead generation machine. You can access that service just by going to svmsolutions.com.
SVMSolutions.com. Wow, that is great, and I like the price. Free. In this economy, that rings true. My guest has been Bob DiStefano. Bob, it has been a delight. Thank you so much for being my special guest. We'll talk to you down the road.
Thank you, Billy.
Thank you.